So shout, taking place tonight, Jamal Beach in Batroun. If you want to go along there, it's going to be a great night. And right now, joining us in the studio, pleased to have Mike Rigler. How's everything going, man?
Hey, hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome back to Lebanon.
Thank you.
It's been a while. When was the last time you were here, actually?
I think it was last year in September, yes.
Oh, cool. So it's good to have you back, in the Lebanese summer. So for anyone who hasn't heard your work before, who may not have seen you last time, how would you describe your work then? You're going to be playing a set of Chout tonight. What should we expect, would you say?
Well, it's going to be sort of breaks, house, electro, everything a bit mixed up. Didn't decide yet, but yeah? We will figure it out later.
We'll figure it out in Chout tonight, yeah? Cool, man. How many years have you been doing the DJ and music production for now? Because I guess you've been here to Lebanon before. I guess you've traveled to a lot of other countries as well. So how long has it actually been now?
Well, actually, I'm playing the wheels now for 6 years.
Fantastic.
International-wise, it's, 2 years, around 2 years.
Awesome.
Yes. Producing, I'm a producer since 2007.
Yeah.
So
the producing sort of newer than the DJing. You've been doing that a while longer, yeah?
Yeah, well, yes.
Cool. So which other cities have you been to recently then? Give us some sort of idea of your jet set lifestyle. Where's it taken you recently?
Well, yeah, Greece, Denmark, Italy, Hungary, Russia. Yeah,
that's nice. You're seeing some nice places, dude. You know, this summer there's a lot of festivals going on, and you're playing at Chout tonight in Batroun. Any other festivals that have been happening recently? Any ones that you can tell us about that you may have been to?
Yes, actually, I went to the Balaton Sound. It was 2 weeks ago. It's an amazing festival with a lot of people. Around 25,000 people.
Must be an amazing thrill.
Yeah, it was a thrill.
To play in front of 25,000, do you get nervous when you see that many people in front of you? Or are you one of these people who can kind of block it out and just get on with it, you know?
Actually, yes, I'm a bit nervous every time, but that's the good thing about it.
I guess if you're not nervous, then that's when there's problems, isn't there, really?
Yes, yes.
But it must be cool to go on stage and see people just having such a great time, enjoying their night.
Of course, that's great.
On your set. I mean, that must be an amazing feeling as a DJ to see people appreciate exactly what you're doing, to appreciate the stuff that you're playing, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Especially if you play your own tracks, I guess, as well, you know? Do you get a good response when you're playing your tracks?
Yeah, sometimes people come to me and tell me, cool stuff, Mike, go on. So, sometimes they don't like it that much, but I don't care.
Okay, cool. So, Chout tonight. I've been given a piece of paper in Beirut, Ajram Beach. I was told the wrong thing. I do apologize about that. But you know what we're going to do? Mike, let's play some of your stuff. I got the CD loaded next to me. Now, this is Midnight Rendezvous. This is your new track, I'm guessing, is it right?
Right.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about this, Midnight Rendezvous. Where did it come from?
Well, actually, the Midnight Rendezvous is it's a very organic production with the vocalist and real instruments. Spend a lot of time with it. And it's different to the first release, because the first one was very electronic and, warehouse stuff. This one is more breakbeat. Influences of the 40s with jazz, stuff like that, yeah.
Cool. Mike Rigler in the studio. Let's play it then. Midnight Rendezvous. It's on Energy. I gotta hand it to you, man. That is real nice.
Thank you.
Where did you get the idea for it? Where did it actually come from? Because you say, you know, you got the whole the trumpet and it's a real chill out feel. But was there something you were listening to and you thought to yourself, you know, I could do something similar to this, or was it just something you thought you might want to do different and thought, you know what, I'll go for it.
Actually,
how did it work?
Actually, I knew I want to do something different, but it's a process. It's a process. It's nothing like you can say in the beginning. You're doing a hook line and you're playing around with the beats and stuff. And yeah, well.
That's cool. It's a real nice track. It's a real nice one. We'll be playing Flying Away real soon as well. Okay. Now, I heard a rumor. Could you tell me if this is true? That you composed a hit after one of your recent visits to Beirut. Is that right?
Well, actually, after my last trip to Beirut, which was like the release date of the first EP, created after my gig after Beirut, I was so impressed that I decided to do another track, which was called Beirut Nights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's dedicated to all the Lebanese people, yeah, for the good times.
That's awesome, because it must have really impacted you then enough to name one of your tracks after it, the whole sort of Lebanese party lifestyle. It must have really got to you, did it?
Yeah, of course. I love Lebanese people because they're partying hard and all night long, you know. Mm-hmm. They are very open-minded, you know. It's like, yeah.
How does it compare to other places that you've actually played in the world then? Are there any other cities that come to mind and you think to yourself, wow, you know, I'd love to play there again? You know, you're a fan of Beirut, so much so that you named a track after it. But any other cities that stand out to you as being the best to play in, if you had to pick a few?
The best gig, I don't know. I mean, it's everywhere okay and cool. The crowd, like, let's say to have one, Hungarian people are very nice, Greece people are very nice. Yeah, well, actually, I never had a gig where I went back home and I was pissed off, so.
Well, that's always good news, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And talking about back home, how is the clubbing scene and the nightlife in Austria, your home nation, you know? How is it there?
Yes. Actually, we don't have that much clubbings like in Lebanon or whatever. We have festivals, like big festivals.
Sure.
And yeah, they're more rock orientated. So the electronic scene is going backwards in Austria. So it's not that big as it was in the past. But there are still some nice events, like the Urban Art Forms Festival every year. It's very nice. It's a very good event. Yeah,
that's cool. It must be nice though if, you know, like you say, at the minute in Austria, you know, electronic music is having a bit of a quiet time. It must be nice to be a pioneer and go out there across the world and say, I am from Austria and this is what we're doing right now.
Of course, yes.
And we had another guy from your label, Just Banks, who joined us not so long ago for Shout. Have you worked with Just Banks recently? You've seen him? How's he doing these days?
Yeah, actually, we're working on a project together. It's
really?
What? Yes, it's a remix for MC Copper. We're right about to finish it now. Yeah, what could I say about Just Banks? He's a very cool guy, a very good producer, and of course he's an excellent DJ.
Awesome. And you know, one thing I've got to ask you about is we've been talking about you being out on the road a lot and doing a lot of traveling around and doing gigs. You've got your European tour coming up pretty much in around about just over a month's time in September.
It's starting on the 17th of September. Yes.
Yeah. How is that feeling? Have you done a tour like this before, or is this one of the first that you've done?
Actually, it's my first European tour and I'm very excited about it. It's like 1 month on the road with a nightliner. Yeah,
awesome.
Playing 25 gigs in 1 month, so it's gonna
be... You got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard time.
So which cities are you visiting? Any cities that you're excited about in particular that you haven't played before or anything like that?
Yes, there's one thing, I mean, it's I think it's in... there's one place in Switzerland, and there are a lot of places like in Hungary I've never been before.
There's going to be a lot of new experiences
for you, I guess.
That's awesome, dude. And just before you go, we've got a couple more questions to come up, and then we'll play Flying Away. But if people want to find out more about you, I guess you've got a website, MySpace, going on online and stuff. How can they find you?
You can find me on MySpace / Mike Riegler. You can also find me on Facebook with the same name. And of course, you can find me on the label site on etagenoir.com.
Awesome stuff. So it's real simple to find you, and we can check it out. And remember, Mike playing tonight, Shout, Beirut, Ajram Beach. And if you want all the information, shoutbeirut.com is the website for that. So one last thing that I'll ask you before you go, and we let you get off and get ready for tonight. If someone's listening now who is thinking about going along to Shout, what would you say to them? Definitely a night to come along to?
Go there.
Simple but to the point. Mike, it has been awesome having you here. Thank you so
much.
What we're going to do is we'll play your track now.
Okay.
We got Flying Away, Louis Austin remix. Let's take a little listen to this. In the background, is that a fault with our CD player? Is it meant to sound like that at the start?
I think there's a little problem there.
Little problem there? That would be about right. Our CD players never work. Hang on a second, let me see if I can try and make this work a little bit. You're getting a very professional view of Energy Lebanon here, because the CD player is broke. You know what I'm going to try and do? We'll create some small talk while I try and switch over CD players and see if it works this way. Let me have a little look-see here. I'm determined that we are going to play Flying Away before tonight. Certain. Right, let's have a look. Let me play track two here, and let's hope it works on this one this time. Are we getting anything there? Doesn't look like we are, does it?
Not really.
Oh, well, that would be about right. I believe the saying goes, this is a saying you'll hear a lot here, welcome to Lebanon. When
you.
Stuff doesn't work, that's the saying.
I'm used to it.
That's it. You get used to it after a while. I've been here 6 months, I'm used to it now. You know what? We're going to try and get that to work if we can, but you know what, Mike? Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's been a real pleasure, and have a fantastic night tonight. Remember, go along and see Mike Shout in Beirut, Ajram Beach. Thank you so much for joining us once again, and enjoy the rest of your stay in Lebanon.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.